Happy New Year, everybody. How are y'all? This is the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting. Today is Thursday, January 8th, 2026. And my name is Ron Hernandez, one of the co-chairs. Elaine?
Elaine Forrest, co-chair for membership.
Robert?
Robert Arnold, council member.
JP?
John Paul Soto, council member.
And staff.
Council staff.
Oh, yes, Kira.
Kira, council staff.
Okay, Kat.
Pat, council staff.
And Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Anyone else here? What about from the public, Beth?
Yeah, hi, Beth Mary, HIV Health Services, and I have
Welcome.
not figured out my video problem, so I may not be visible. Sorry.
It's okay. All right, so we'll move on to agenda, or review the draft agenda, that is. Looks like it's going to be a very short meeting. Any changes, amendments?
Sorry, I did have one change, and it was
Okay.
actually an addition under request for leave of absence. We did get one more request.
Oh,
So I
okay.
wanted to note that.
Okay, any more changes? Okay, we'll go ahead and approve this through consensus. Okay, the agenda is approved. We'll move on to reviewing the minutes from November, our last meeting, since we didn't have one for December. You see any changes here, guys? No changes or amendments for this draft. We will then, by consensus, approve, and we'll move on to announcements. Anyone have an announcement? No one? Any public comment? Nope. Okay. So, Kira, you go ahead with the attendance report and if any applicants.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, I forgot to mention this during the agenda review, but I did also add one more thing, and it
Okay.
was after the public comment. We will be doing now co-chair elections.
Or re-elections if
Or
people are
re yes.
inspired to continue on in their roles because they've done such excellent jobs. 2025, the opportunity exists for you to continue that excellence.
I'll wait for a nomination. So,
The floor is
Yes,
now
shall
open
we?
for nominations. Oh yeah, as Kelly, as Kira just about, if you could
Are we
nominate
there
yourself.
already, Kira?
You can always self-nominate.
Okay, well, that agenda item is later on, right?
No, it's
It's right
not.
now? Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the floor open for any nominations for this year's new co-chairs
Or returning.
or incumbent continuing, whichever. I'd like to nominate Elaine.
Are you sure?
I
Is
would
there a
second.
excellent. And you accept, Elaine, the nomination?
I guess. Yes, of course.
Very good.
Is there
Perfect.
anyone out there who's wanting to volunteer and become a leader
Yeah. If
for a
not,
change? Robert?
I'm not me.
JP's looking down.
I know, this is here.
I nominate Ron Hernandez to go
Ron.
for another.
Is there a second to that nomination?
I'll second it.
Okay.
I can.
Oh, okay. Well,
No, I would too.
let's give it to Robert.
Trying to
Robert,
play hard to get.
no, I second it.
And Ron is clearly accepted. Okay. If there's any other nomination, okay, no other nominations. Any opposed to the re-election of Elaine and Ron as committee co-chairs? Seeing no, congratulations.
Hey,
Thank
TJ just
you,
missed the elections. Were you interested in volunteering?
Too late.
No, I was glad Mark didn't see me because I knew he would volunteer me.
Yes, I wanted to make sure you were included. Okay. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it, Elaine.
Same here.
All
Thank
right.
you.
So I'll go ahead, Kira, with the attendance reports.
Of course. All right. So under the attendance report, we did have one notice of attendance that was sent during the month of November or during the month of December, and that was for Zachary. So this is just noting that. And then we did have a couple of requests for leave of absences. So the first one was actually from for Richard Sullivan, and it would be a retroactive leave of absence from August through October. So that's one. And then we have Nali, who requested a leave of absence for this month and February. Or no, for, sorry, for this month, returning in February. And then we have Zachary, who requested a leave of absence January through February, returning in March. And Franco as well, who requested a leave of absence January through February, returning in March. So is
Oh.
there any discussion regarding that?
Do we have a policy on how many can be on leave of absences at one time? No.
I don't think so. I know we do have a policy of how many leave of absences a person can take throughout the year.
I guess we'll worry about it when we don't make quorums for our meetings.
You're on an LOA, it does not count towards quorum.
Oh, all right. Okay. Are we voting for any of those items?
Just ask if anyone objects to granting the various LOAs.
Okay. Are there any objections to granting these various LOAs? Seeing none, it is granted by consensus.
Next, we have under committee assignments. I did want to note that Council Member Erwin Barrios has moved from this membership committee to community engagement.
Okay, we'll miss
So
him.
Erwin will no longer be in this committee. And I do want to thank Erwin for being so flexible for us.
Thank
All
you.
right, and then that is about it under Council Member attendance report. I will then now move on to the demographic information update. And this should be pretty short as well. I don't have too much. Nothing has changed really since the last time. Oh, not that one, sorry. Nothing has changed since the last time we saw this demographic report. All right. So first up, we have the, well, I'll start with the EPI report. So same as November's, no changes here. Our total membership number is at 27. And moving on to the Aries version of it. We do have those same target goals for the year in terms of membership. So if you see that first red highlighted row, Black slash African American. And then we also are ironically down in male under gender.
Probably for the first time in 25 years.
And we had discussed previously that we are under specifically in youth. So we don't currently have any member that is currently considered youth. Any questions about this?
Are you keeping track of people's birthdays?
Yes.
Are you
So they
keeping
do
that up
get
to date?
updated. I do go in once, I think it's February. Every February, I
Okay.
have our own separate council demographics worksheet that I work on. And then I do look at everyone's birthday and update those ages to make sure that they're corresponding with this bottom
Okay.
age range. portion of it.
Because I aged out to, I guess, the next category. Yeah.
My age
25 and 44
over the month. mine changed in December to a new category.
Okay. All right. Well, then in the next demographic report, we will definitely see a little bit of shifting. I'm sure it will be probably across a little bit of shifting. All right. So we'll stop sharing. And that's all I have for the demographic report.
Are you finally joining us, Robert, in the 25 to 44 club?
I already used that joke, Mark.
Let the record show that Manuel Vasquez has joined us.
Yes, so sorry, everyone. I had a last-minute meeting. I had to jump in just for a few minutes, but I'm here now.
Thank you for coming. TJ, you have a question?
Not a question, but could I ask that we go back to public comment really quickly?
Sure. It's all right with me.
I just have two quick things I just want to say.
Okay. TJ, go ahead with your public comment.
Okay, thank you. So for a future meeting, I'd like us to try to consider a policy addressing new council members within the first year around their attendance, just to get a better grasp on that going forward, so that nobody abuses that, or maybe they're just not ready and they need a little review in the first year about whether they're actually capable of meeting the requirements of the meetings and everything. And then second, I would like us to think as a membership committee, like, the planning council will have its 10-year anniversary.
TJ, if I can jump in here, this isn't public comment. This sounds like it's coming from a committee member about particular committee policies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where would be a better place to put that?
Parking lot at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll wait, TJ, at the end of the meeting. We'll have a parking lot discussion.
Yeah.
And then we'll try to put that, whatever you're thinking of, in the agenda for next month.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, Akira, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, that was the end of my demographic report. So okay. We are actually at next meeting date and agenda items.
All right.
Voila.
Well, actually, we're at parking lot now, right?
TJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, TJ. We just parked. So.
Okay.
It's open. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, I just like I said, I'd just like us to maybe create a policy that there's a little more attention brought on to new council members within the first year that they're there with us, address any attendance issues earlier. And then the second thing is, like, May 2026 is our 10-year anniversary. I think that we should do something about that. A little celebration, maybe, you know. Even if it's a cake and cupcakes and candles or something, but.
What is a 10-year anniversary of what?
The creation of this council.
Oh, as a merged council.
As a merged council.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That long?
Well, yeah.
That quick, wow.
I no longer think of us as a merged council. I just think of us as a council. So, but it's a milestone.
Yeah,
we could use it as a way to promote the planning council and maybe interest other members to join.
Potentially. I agree. You sure you don't want to be a co-chair?
What?
I'm all you sure you don't want to be a co-chair?
No.
Just kidding, buddy. But I think those are great ideas. Do you guys want to have that put in our next agenda for discussion?
Or we could just have an acknowledgement that it is 10 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the cake thing. That would be nice to have all the time.
Ron, it would be great to have dessert all the time, but we can't even get that. So a cake at our 10-year mark, I think maybe Mark can scrape out a couple of dollars for that out of the budget.
You all are lucky you're not just getting pizzas every month.
So that's not till May, though, right?
As long as they're hot.
So that's not till May, TJ, is it?
Yeah, I just feel like it's an opportunity for us to promote the planning council possibly interest potential new candidates and just let people know that we're here. You know,
Yeah. We have
there
that
are
in our
some people
budget,
that still
Mark,
don't know
May.
that the planning council's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think May will give TJ plenty of time to come up with some good cupcake recipes and to really roll it out there
I
for
already
everyone to
have
see.
them marked.
This is
So
a
you
great
can come over any
suggestion, and I
time and we
look
can bake
forward
the
to,
cupcakes together.
TJ's leadership on this. This sounds like a really good and TJ-led initiative, and I definitely will provide TJ all of the emotional and spiritual support that he requires.
As always, I'm sure.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Any further discussion about the cake or celebration? Okay. Well, your
That's
first,
great idea. I love
not
it.
that I'd like to go to your first topic about, is that you're asking for a probationary policy?
I just feel like if somebody is not able to make three quarters of the meetings they're supposed to make in their first year, then, you know, we appreciate them being part of the council, but they're really not there and they're not really representing anybody by not being there. And so, I mean, and I'm not trying to make this as a penalty or anything. I'm just thinking there's a way that we maybe could nurture people, or, you know, and it could just be simply like people need to reevaluate. Are they actually able to come to a committee meeting and a full council meeting in a month?
So, hands up, I guess.
Mark.
I have a
Mark.
few thoughts on this. The first thought is that we do have a challenge. We have a barrier to doing anything with people in their first year because we do not hold anyone to our attendance requirements until they have been approved by the mayor. And so that could mean someone is a part of the council on a provisional basis, as we saw with Nico, and not come on the council. And so we do not hold them to that. So that also depends on the speed of the turnaround from the mayor's office, which has not, historically been a fast one. So any kind of probationary period would have that barrier. The second thing is that we could not put people on a probationary basis. I'm not saying that's what TJ was even suggesting, but I did hear that word. Because if someone's accepted by the mayor's office, they're accepted by the mayor's office, period. Like they are on the council. So that's another thing. Like that's the third thing. Like I have four things that pop into mind simultaneously. The third thing is that I don't know if this has been a problem for new council members. I'd love to see if it has been a problem. I mean, it might have been. I'm not saying that you're wrong or that you're right. I don't know if it has been. So I'd definitely like to see, if this becomes a thing, I'd like to certainly see some data around this, perhaps, or like trends. And the fourth thing is, I wonder if this would speak to TJ's concern, and it's a very reasonable concern. Which is revisiting our mentorship policy. We did used to pair new council members with more experienced council members, and then we stopped. Like we actually went, we started doing it, and it was a definite, everyone was paired. And then it moved into like, okay, if you want, we will, because some people came to the council with a lot of experience in public policy. And then it kind of moved almost invisibly to like, eh. And I don't think anyone has been paired with a mentor since before the pandemic. Perhaps even before that. So I think when we have this discussion more in depth next month, and this should, I think, be on the agenda. This could be a rich discussion. That's something that we should keep in mind is like there is a potential fix here that might not be around a new policy, but might be like more like re-implementing a policy that has sort of gone out of fashion.
Thanks for those comments, Mark. Yeah, you're right. I'm not looking to be punishing somebody. I'm hoping that we can work with people to make them more connected to the planning council. And
Absolutely.
you know, the idea, I appreciate your thoughts about if they're a provisional member until they get approved by the mayor, but if they're in a leader, if they're tentatively in a leadership role, they should follow the spirit of the rules of that body.
Yeah.
And Then finally, though I do not want to be a co-chair at any committee this year, I would be happy to be the first mentor match for this committee.
Okay, well, so that brings up the question if it's something we want to bring to the agenda next month, so we can elaborate more on what the mentorship program is. Because it's not obligatory, right, Mark? It's simply.
At this point, we're sort of treating it as not obligatory. So I think that it used to be, though. I think it used to be like we matched everyone, right, TJ? I
Yeah, we
think this
did.
was back at the time when you were part of the planning council support staff, and I think we did, like, we matched everyone. It was like not like people weren't given a choice. They were given a choice of mentors, potentially. I don't think they were given the option of having or not having. And what the mentor did was not exactly like, hi, didn't require a lot of time. It was basically like, okay, check in with them, particularly if they're absent, check in about, and then check in about, like, how is this going for you? Is there any questions I can ask? And some mentors, I remember Eric Sutter was a particularly good mentor, would always try to make sure to sit next to the people that he mentored, so that he could ask any questions. So it's not a whole lot of work, maybe a check-in before, a check-in after, and maybe sit next to someone during a meeting. So it's not a whole lot of to ask. And I underline that because the first place we often look for mentors is within the membership committee.
Yeah, I think, I remember it being mandatory too. And I remember there was like sort of an ebb and flow based on people's experience in this area around public policy. And I had somebody who was very new to it, and then somebody who was far more above me. And, we accommodated those things.
We could also look into maybe, I remember when I came on, I was given the option to choose a mentor. But TJ, if you're volunteering to be a mentor, then we could kind of, if you're like, you have enough, you don't have enough in your caseload, you can probably take those in and say you're going to be talking with TJ. We'll place them over to you and you have your discussion with them about how things should be.
Yeah, and we can do the same thing where, like, we can collect, like, maybe, I don't know, three or four names, half dozen names of people willing to be mentors, and then simply just present that to the mentee. And we can even talk about, like, this person has a lot of, like, if it was TJ, this person has a lot of experience with council, with council administration, as and also with Happen. Manuel has a lot of experience with housing. Like, where's your interest or where are your gaps? So yeah, I think that's, well, let's not have the discussion now. Let's continue this next month. But I think this is a potentially rich discussion that could help us get people more connected rather than feeling like they have to figure things out on their own, which is not exactly conducive to, like, wanting to come to a meeting all the time. If you feel like, I don't know anything, do I have to be there?
So
Good. We'll have it next month.
thank you, Kira, for adding that. Thank you.
All right. TJ, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Just happy to see everybody.
Well, thank you. Happy
Everybody
New Year.
happy New Year.
Yeah, the same here.
So, anyone else? Because otherwise, we will go on to discussing next month's meeting, which is going to be on February 12th, same time, same channel. Everything good? Okay, I guess we're all good.
It is the day before the HIV and Aging Forum, which we are sponsoring, which I'm certainly hoping that you all will be able to attend. We'll be doing marketing outreach hopefully soon. I'm not in charge of that, but I'm hoping that will be coming soon. Manuel will be having a workshop on day two. So anyway, you'll hear more about it.
Oh, can you email those dates to me and stuff?
Yeah, there should be some outreach to the council and to the community in general. But for now, at least, say 13th and 14th if you'd like to attend.
Okay, cool.
Or either or. Like, Manuel will be there on the 14th.
Okay.
Definitely be there for Manuel. Yeah. It's very important that we come out for our planning council fellows. Manuel's a great presenter.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
okay, y'all. All right, so I guess that ends the meeting. The meeting is now adjourned.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank
Hey,
you.
Mark. Mark, can you stay on for a minute? Or in Kira and da da da.